Hello and welcome back to ELAG. My name is Tony Ajayi and I'm so glad to have you here. Today I'll be talking about attitude as a pointer for a heart check. So let's start with the definition of the word attitude. Attitude can be defined as the way we think, feel about something or someone, which is then reflected in our behavior. It also involves the feelings that influence how we respond in different situations and how we interact with others. So it generally drives our behavior and sets the tone for our conversations. Now, our attitudes can be influenced by external circumstances. For instance, you may be having a good drive in the morning and suddenly someone cuts you off and takes the last parking spot. Now, this can potentially ruin your morning or even your day, especially if, like me, you live in a city where parking can be frustrating. And that's just a mild digression, but the point here is to say that our attitude determines so much of our lives. So we need to be careful what we allow in our mind and heart, especially now that there's a ton of information on, you know, social media. And if we're not careful, we absorb every single info that pops up on our screens. And so we need to filter who and what we listen to, the kind of music we listen to, the kind of shows we watch or let our kids watch, and the kind of books we read, you know, and the list goes on. But, you know, we can't always control what happens to and around us, but we can guard what saturates our hearts. Because if we don't, eventually we will allow negativity to leave us worn out and defeated. Our hearts will also become exposed and infused with everything but the truth of the Word of God. I remember a time I was speaking with a friend and they complained about how stressed, discouraged, and easily triggered they were at the time. And my first question was, how much time are you spending on social media and how much time are you spending with God? Proverbs chapter 4 in verse 23, the NLT version says, "Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life." I have observed that whenever I am not careful about information that I ingest, my anxiety level rises rapidly, and so I become really anxious and overstimulated, yet I can't place a finger on why that is or on the source of my anxiety. But whenever I put a guard over my eyes, my ears, and my mouth, it becomes easier for me to walk through life with a positive attitude regardless of what is happening around me. Now, I want to highlight the importance of godly relationships. It is highly important to be surrounded by people that are godly and can pour life into us. I mean, the life of God. This is because the people that are closest to us are the ones that influence us the most. So our family, our friends, and even our co-workers. So a good question to ask ourselves is, who is pouring into us? Who is pouring into me? Who is pouring into you? Who do I spend the most time with? Do they leave me feeling drained or do I feel empowered and edified? Proverbs in chapter 13, verse 20, the NLT version says, "Walk with the wise and become wise. Associate with fools and get in trouble." So our inner circle of friends must be continually searching for Christ and His wisdom. Now, if all you do with your friends is partying, drinks, bands, gossip, and lazy talk, which will be an episode for another day, you will always feel empty and drained, and you always view life from a negative perspective. You will always be offended, reactive, judgmental, and exhausted, and you will eventually pour out the same negativity into others, and that's not very attractive. So healthy and godly relationships are very important to develop a better attitude to life. Let's look at the life of Jesus. Jesus faced so many terrible things. He experienced betrayal from one of his disciples. He experienced loss, persecution, slander, and eventually death. Nevertheless, Jesus chose to be humble and full of love instead of seeking revenge and clapping back. I think that is really relevant to this generation where everyone is quick to fight back, even if it means losing valuable relationships. We must get to a point where we do not allow external situations dictate our reaction. And the only way we can achieve this is if we look to Jesus. If we live every single day knowing that God is in control, we begin to view life differently. We react less and understand more. We complain less and we thank more. We judge less and we love more. Let me say this in a more practical way. We need to be more consistent with starting our day with Jesus. Now, this is a no-brainer. If you can have breakfast or a cup of coffee every morning, then you can read a Bible verse or say a word of prayer. And that is the barest minimum, because you need more than just breakfast or coffee to make it through your day. And the more regularly you start your day with Jesus, the easier it will be for you to sense when your heart and your attitude are not in the right place. Have you noticed that you usually get all impatient, cranky, and jealous, and even upset for no reason if you haven't been consistent with spending time with God? And this is not about being religious, but just as breakfast or coffee is important to kickstart your day and improve your efficiency, so is your devotion important to strengthen your human spirit. And when your spirit is strengthened, you can go through the day with the ability to walk in God's capacity. So you have the ability to love more, to listen better. You're quick to apologize when you're wrong. You're quick to forgive others. You're quick to make peace with others. And you're quick to pray for those who have wronged you. You are quick to trust that God is on your side whenever you face any form of disappointment. Ultimately, you will live life with a very positive attitude. And not only does that bring you peace, but you also become a conduit of blessing to others, and you make it possible for those who don't know Christ to experience Him through your life. Let us pray. Lord, we ask that you guide us in shaping our attitude towards life. Help us to approach each day with love, humility, and patience. Give us the strength to remain positive, faithful, and steadfast no matter what life throws at us. And Lord, help us to be aligned with your will always. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much once again for joining, and till next time, God bless you.